AP News, I'm Mike Hemphill. The Iran war is nearing the end of its third week with no end in sight.
Iran's war with Israel has spread across the Gulf, raising fresh fears about global oil supplies. On Friday, Kuwait said Iranian drones struck the Mina al-Almadi refinery in two waves and sparked a fire, and Dubai reported heavy explosions as air defenses intercepted incoming fire. Then Bahrain, shrapnel from an intercepted projectile set a warehouse ablaze. Saudi Arabia also reported shooting down drones. For its part, Israel says it started new strikes on Iran and people in Israel heard sirens. Oil prices surged and Iran's tightened pressure on shipping through Hormuz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's attacks on energy infrastructure in the Gulf, combined with its stranglehold on shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, have pushed up the price of crude oil. It was around $107 a barrel this morning. That's up more than 47% since the start of the war. That has resulted in higher gas prices. John Johnson stopped by to buy some gas at a station in Dallas, Texas, saying higher prices are putting a dent in his wallet.
Can't afford to fill this thing up. $20 might be my limit right now because I'm on a fixed income.
Price shocks are reverberating throughout the world economy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he has sent an official delegation to the United States in a bid to move forward suspended negotiations on ending Russia's invasion of his country. The White House did not confirm any meeting. A Kremlin official says a new round of U.S. brokered talks will likely take place soon, though no date is set. It will be another hot weekend in the southwestern U.S. The National Weather Service says some areas of the region are expected to see their earliest 100-plus degree day on record. This is AP News. More and more Mexican citizens are taking it upon themselves to protect their communities from powerful drug cartels.
More and more vigilante groups are forming in Mexico. They carry military-grade weapons smuggled from the U.S. and patrol rural stretches, protecting communities from powerful drug cartels. Jesus Dominguez says citizens can't rely on the government to protect them. He says, that's why we are on watch and we take the security of our town in our hands. Dominguez's group formed in 2020 when a drug cartel tried to take control of several communities in the mountains along a strategic thruway that connects the cartels to Acapulco, where drugs and other illegal goods flow. Now the vigilantes are a 50-man force. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.